This is Twit.
Interesting article up on PC Per this week. PS4 Pro SSD upgrade. Does SATA 3 make a difference? Jim Tanis wrote that up. You know, it's kind of impressive. At the very least, the SATA 3 interface on the PlayStation 4 Pro does make a difference if your games are bottlenecked by storage performance. The non-Pro PS4 going to a Samsung 850 resulted in a 9.8% improvement in loading times over the stock hard disk drive, anywhere from 0% to as much as 22% faster. The PS4 Pro, which can do full SATA 3 speeds, saw an overall average improvement of 27.5%, ranging from 7% to a whopping 66%. That's huge. Now, you're also talking about they used a 1 terabyte Samsung 850 Evo, which is a $350 SSD, which is a significant percentage of the cost of the console. Literally, like, you know,
yes,
basically the same amount as you would spend on the console. You know, if you have 3 games, you don't need to buy a 1 terabyte drive. If you have a ton of games, you might want to go whole hog on the 350 just to spend less time loading stuff. You know, the other thing to think about is this is also before 4K really gets serious on the PS4 Pro, because there just really aren't much in the way of high-resolution 4K games on the PlayStation 4. But 4K games, you know, are going to be using larger textures, bigger assets, which is going to make the bottlenecking on the original hard drive more noticeable. So something to think about, and an interesting read if you want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty on upgrading your PlayStation 4 Pro or your PlayStation. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, the standard hard disk drive versus an SSD on a PlayStation versus an SSD in a PlayStation Pro 4, taking load times from nearly 50 seconds down to 26 seconds. A 50% improvement in load times, to me, is nothing to sneeze about. But then if you look at some of the other games, it might be 2 seconds on a 14-second load time. So,
I will say, one of the interesting topics that came up in our discussion of this story yesterday was that in some of the games, the developers had hidden load times behind specific sequences. Right, longer form animations, like in Grand Theft Auto V, when you do character switches, there's a zoom out from that character, a pan across the map, and then it zooms into a character, and it's like a 15-second process. And if you look at the testing that Jim did in that particular instance, like it shows no advantage from the hard drive to the SSD, which is unlikely to be true, right? But instead, what our working theory is that in that particular instance, that the developer realized that there was a load time, and they just built this animation around it, and it's not a variable speed animation. So they just kind of, it's 14 seconds or 13 seconds kind of no matter what. Again, we don't know this for sure. This is just kind of what we're guessing, but it makes sense. And if you look at some of the other games, you'll see the same type of stuff where, you know, transitioning between maps and stuff, like they go, well, okay, in general, console hardware is static. So you know how long it would take to load between these two sections. So, okay, how do we make this less painful, or the appearance or effectiveness of being less painful to the consumer? We just make something pretty happen on the screen. And in those instances, it's possible that like upgrading to an SSD won't matter. But if you look at the other part of GTA where you're just loading up the map, when you see that huge drop in performance, yeah, you go from 73 seconds to 25 seconds to load up the single player save game, right? Going from a hard drive to an SSD on the same PS4 Pro hardware. That's a dramatic jump. So,
yeah.
My kind of takeaway from this was, the sooner we can get SSDs to the point where they're cheap enough to be included in game consoles, that developers will be able to better take advantage of the total system performance, because they won't have to worry about some of those types of things. It's one of those like chicken egg debates about, does the software developer write in preparation for newer hardware, or does the newer hardware have to exist before the game developers are willing to, you know, spend the time to write to it and address it.